This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Shanning and Roshan. Now, we have been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, are you satisfied with Pakatan Harapan's efforts in 2019? So we've received just over 200 votes, and so far 47% have said no, they're not satisfied, 38% said somewhat, only 11% said yes, satisfied. Do continue to let us know what you think. The reason why we've brought this up is because the think tank Emir Research has recently released the findings of its inaugural poll yesterday, aptly titled the Government Satisfaction Index.
Yeah, the think tank polled nearly 2,000 people on the assessment of the government on various policy agendas. And it's basically a gauge of the perception towards the work the government has done so far.
So joining us on the line to provide us with more details from the report is Jamari Mohtar, the Director of Media and Communications with Emir Research. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jamari. So how does this poll differ from other surveys that are being done on voter perceptions?
Well, there are three elements in this survey that you don't find in other surveys. The first one is what we call a qualitative elicitation study, where we form about 15 focus group discussions. The purpose of this is for us to get a feel of the emerging issues from the horse's mouth, I mean from the rakyat itself. So that's why we always say that our research is grounded in the experience of the rakyat. And this FGDs involve 104 people from various groups in Malaysia. And they are not part of the respondent. That is the quantitative aspect. This is the qualitative aspect. So from the emerging issues that we gather from these focus group discussions, we get an idea of the issues and then we embed it in the questionnaires and we proceed to the next phase of the survey, which is a quantitative aspect, where it involves about 2,000 people. And from there, we gather the findings. So that is the first element. The second element is in this survey is that there are two groundbreaking indices, the National Worry Index and the Government Satisfaction Index. The last one is you will find a model on voters' intention to vote, which we use the Worry Satisfaction Valence Model. So that, in summary, sum up why our survey is differentiated from others.
So can you give us a brief summary of the main findings? What were some of the research most surprising results, actually?
Well, before I give the summary of the findings, I would like to put a caveat or a proviso. First, you must take into account that our finding has a plus minus 3% margin of error. That's one. And then the other thing is, when we hold the FGDs during the period of September, during the period before September even, the issues that are uppermost in the minds of the participants might be different if you compare it to now. So that, to give one example, the secession issue at that time was not an important issue to the rakyat. Secession issue is only important to the politicians. So that's why it was not an issue at all in our survey. And this called for the surveys to be done regularly, and that's why we intend to do it on a quarterly basis. Okay, what are the most surprising finding for us? Well, two elements, that, two findings that we find it quite surprising. Number one, there is what we call the rise, the possible rise of the third force because of the number of people who choose independence. You see, in Malaysian history, independence always fare very badly in elections. But this just shows that they could be on the rise, and that might lead to the rise of the third force. That's
what,
one.
And, what about government policies that were favoured by the respondents? What were the most favourable ones? And which policy areas showed the most dissatisfaction?
Oh, manages the cost of health service at 43%, that is the most favourable. While handling the issue of ringgit, that comes at 33%, is the most, you see the most record of dissatisfaction.
And what did the poll show in terms of different segments viewing the government performance?
Okay, relatively speaking, urbanites are relatively more satisfied than rural dwellers. And then in terms of ethnicity, overall, the Chinese were more satisfied than the other ethnic group.
So overall, Jamari, the government scored a 0.53 on the government satisfaction index. In your view, what policies should the government be tackling in the short term in order to improve that score?
Well, as we said before, the issue that's most important, which is shown by our survey, is what I call the brute economy issue. That means the issue of a high cost of living, the issue of quality in the standard of living, which includes the quality in our education system, the healthcare costs, and the lack of employment opportunities. If these are settled, then maybe the government satisfaction index will show an improvement.
And going back to the surprise findings, right, you mentioned initially the rise of the third force. There was a second point, right, that you wanted to highlight?
Oh, the second point is a neck-to-neck battle between Pakatan Harapan and Muafakat National, as represented by UMNO and PAS. Pakatan Harapan garnered 41%, while Muafakat National gained 38%. But taking into account the caveat of a margin of error of 3 plus minus percent, it's really a close-to-close, neck-to-neck battle. So you can't conclude that. And the other thing is that it's quite too early to make any firm conclusion, because in politics, 100 days is a lot of time. So now there are 3 years to the GE. So anything goes, no? So that's the reason why we in AMA Research feel the need to do this kind of survey regularly, so that we can follow the development over time, whether there's a change in people's satisfaction, in people's worry.
And how would you respond to those, speaking of AMA Research, how would you respond to those who might view the independence of AMA Research with some skepticism, given that the CEO is a senior member of Bersatu?
Well, that is something that is open. Nothing sinister about it. We never close the idea or hit the fact that our CEO is also a Bersatu member. And then the other thing, whenever we stress about independence of our research, we are letting data to talk to us. What the findings is telling us is actually what the data are telling us. So that itself is impartial. And lastly, that I want to stress that we are not the mouthpiece of Bersatu simply because there's no funding from political parties in our outfit.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jamari. And that was Jamari Mohtar, the Director of Media and Communications with AMA Research. So he did highlight some interesting findings. You know, the third force is indeed one of them, as we were talking about earlier as well during the 6 o'clock hour, because it does seem that there is more of an appetite now for independence. Perhaps people are getting jaded with all of the party politics flying around.
Or people just want more choices, right? Because if you break down the poll, 41% support Pakatan Harapan, 38% support Muafakat National, and 17% said they would vote for an independent candidate. So 17% of people, that's significant and would give rise to a possibility of that third force. And in the political scene that we are in, we're not a clean-cut two-party system. We're a coalition. We're parliamentary politics, very similar to the UK. So who knows what coalition forms in the next election or the one after that?
And he also pointed out that at the end of the day, the main issue is the perut issue, right? So it's the bread and butter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now that this survey is out, what is the government going to do with this data and use it to maybe look at policy reform also? But it's still, you know, we're only 19 months into this new government, a lot of time for the next elections. Let's see.
Indeed, and it's definitely something to keep our eye on. But right now, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news. But don't go anywhere, because after that, we'll be having the Breakfast Grill, where Shanning speaks with Andrew Yap, co-founder of Big Bad Wolf Books, about whether paper books still hold mass appeal in this age of digitalization. Be sure to stay tuned for that after the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.